Good morning, I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boger in the Morning. Today is Wednesday, March the 20th, and it's a short report today because everyone is waiting for the U.S. rate decision at 11 a.m. It's the most widely telegraphed no change in years, but a crucial comment regarding the timing of future cuts are prominent. Wall Street has spent the last 90 days backpedaling from 5 expected cuts down to 3, but will it be in May, June, July, or maybe even later? Depends on inflation. And Mr. Powell's comments certainly will give us future direction, and that's what markets are waiting for. Bond investors are okay with a June cut. 10-year Treasury's up 15 cents, yielding 4.28. 10-year Canada's even better, up 30 cents, yielding 3.48%. But we note the 2 years are closer to 5%, so inversion is still the name of the game with bond yields. As for the stocks, well, just over half the Dow stocks are up, and right now the index is up 20 points. At 39,131, we have Boeing, 3M, and Disney, losers Chevron and Caterpillar. Top story would be Intel getting $20 billion in support for new factories to be built in the U.S. Stock basically flat on the announcement because it's not really a new announcement. They've been negotiating for these mortgage or rather loan payments to get their factories built. As for the Mag 7, they're also split, but none up more than 1% or down 1%. As I say, everybody is waiting for the Fed. In Canada, the TSX up a modest 52 points at 21,912, with most of the indexes higher here this morning. Technology, consumer discretionary, gold, and financials are leading the way. Top story would be Gildan Activewear. That stock up about 3% here this morning. It's deciding to put itself up for sale. In Europe, Germany up 4, France down 49, London up 4. French taking a bit of a hit here after Gucci dropping 15% on bad earnings from poor sales coming out of China is taking LVMH and Hermes down with it. As for the Asian markets, Tokyo up a modest 263 points, Hong Kong up just 13 points, so flat around the world, basically. As for the commodities, well, we still have a stronger U.S. dollar, the Dixie back over 104. So gold down $1.40, $21.79 an ounce, copper losing 2 pennies at 404 a pound, crude oil slipping $1.61, $81.12 a barrel, natural gas losing 3 cents at $1.85 per 1,000 cubic feet. Last but not least, the loonie here this morning. It's basically even off 1 basis point, 73.7 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for U.S. dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.72 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day, and we may have some more exciting news after 11.